Welcome again to the Too Fast Podcast. I'm going to do an emergency episode on the updates of the 2020 presidential election between Joe Biden, Donald Trump, others, but those are the main two. There was a few battleground states left, and I'm going to give an update, short update on the results of those.
Carver Integrative Sustainability Center presents the Too Fast Podcast, where the future farmers and agricultural specialists are serving you the weekly scoop on the world. And I'm your host, Kando the Farm Plug. Now, we know the average person may not necessarily be interested in academic or industry experiences of sustainability, but on this show, we're connecting with students of life through social, political, and financial awareness as they're becoming future federal employees, entrepreneurs, as well as activists and policy experts and advocates of our time. So let's dig in. This podcast is brought to you by Tuskegee University's College of Agriculture, Environment, and Nutrition Sciences, Tuskegee University Cooperative Extension Program, and Anchor FM. We're currently available on many platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Breaker Audio, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Spotify, and Radio Public.
Okay, so let's get into the podcast, election emergency update podcast. This is from CNN.com. They're doing an updated version. They have a little graphic up of the state by state. Winners between Biden and Trump. So far, Biden has 253 electoral votes. Trump has 213. These are CNN's projections and live results for the 2020 presidential election. It takes 270 electoral votes to win the White House. Joe Biden, 253, as I said before. Trump, 213. As of November 6th, early morning, November 6th, Biden has 73.7 million votes so far. Trump has 69.6 million. CNN's projection map shows that every state except Nevada, Arizona, Alaska, Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania are still up for, they're still counting the ballots, I guess. I don't know what they're doing. I'm going to sleep at the wheel. We're waiting on them. All right, who's leading in each state? The battleground state, put it like that. Nevada, Joe Biden's leading right now. Arizona, Joe Biden's leading. Wisconsin, Minnesota, he's leading. Michigan, New Hampshire, and Georgia, he's still leading. Trump is leading in Texas, Iowa, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida so far as of this morning. They have them on the CNN color grade and Alaska. I'm sorry, Trump is leading on Alaska too. They have a map on CNN's main page. If you click it, you can go to it. And they have a color grade. So for the dark blue states are shaded in dark blue. That's a high lead in for Joe Biden. For the light blue, it's a small lead. In between the extremely light blue and dark blue is another bluish hue, and it's a 10% or better. Yeah, 10% lead, close to 10% lead. Everything below that is 5%. Everything above that is 10% or better. Battleground states. We have Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. I don't know. Alaska's not a battleground state. And we have two states that Joe Biden flipped from red states to blue states. Possibly, they're still shaded in light blue, those being Wisconsin and Michigan. We're going to jump to the breakdown of those real quick. Go back to the projection map. Battleground states, Arizona. has 11 electoral votes up for grabs. Biden has a 50.1% lead to Trump's 48.5% of the voting. Estimated 90% of the votes have been tallied in Arizona. Colorado, Biden's 55.2% to Trump's 42.2%. Where are we at? Let's go to Georgia. 16 electoral votes up for grabs. Biden is leading 2,449,000 to Trump's 2,448,000. So he's only up by less than 1,000. It's shocking to have that many votes across the country and for it to be that close. We're talking about a few, like one county of people could change the election in Georgia, for the state of Georgia. Nevada, 6 electoral votes up for grabs. Biden has 49.4% of the vote, 4% of the vote, to Trump's 48.5%. And Nevada, Biden has 604,000 votes so far. Trump has 592,000. Again, it's surprising that small of a gap exists in such a big election. Arizona, 11 electoral votes up for grabs. Biden is up 50%, 50.1% to Trump's 48.5%. Biden has 1,532,000 votes compared to Trump's 1,485,000. So he's roughly up almost, 70,000 votes in Arizona. So if he's at 253, gets 11 votes, that pushes him 264. So if he gets Georgia at 16 electoral votes and he's up by only a couple thousand, or he gets Arizona plus Arizona, I assume he'll be our new president in January. With those states being flipped, helping them out, flipping those two states in Wisconsin and Michigan. As you know, there Trump is, putting in lawsuits for, I guess, voter fraud or something he's trying to say. The one article on CNN reads, Trump stages corrosive attempt to undermine votes as his path to 270 evaporates. Trump and GOP lawsuits challenging election flail in court. Fact check breaking down the barrage of false election claims from Trump and his allies. Fact check, Trump delivers the most dishonest speech of his presidency as Biden closes in on victory. Next article, Biden urges calm as votes are counted, saying the process is working. Top Republicans defend Trump on baseless voter fraud claims as concerns grow in the ranks. Trump campaign's long shot legal challenges unlikely to swing election, analysts say. So, from Trump's side, it seems like they feel like they're going to be on the losing end based on this group of articles that CNN has posted recently. Biden just took the lead in Georgia this morning. That's 21 minutes ago from it's 4:34 a.m. on Friday, November 6th. So he did just take the lead this morning. I saw that when it came across the CNN website. I'm not sure he needed it because he got Arizona. He's at 253. He only needed 270. 17? Is that correct? 17 votes. So if he got Arizona and Nevada, I guess he would have been okay. But, I mean, at this point, he should want to get as much as possible just to make sure, because you never know. But Trump, there are a lot of Trump supporters out there. A lot of Biden supporters. Everybody has a right to choose their own side. And, I'm not choosing side. So I'm just giving the the facts from. It's odd that on this list of new articles from CNN, that it's a lot of negativity on Trump's side, it seems, from the voter fraud. They're taking a negative outlook, I guess you would say. But Biden's close to 270. Arizona, Georgia, Nevada. I don't know why North Carolina's. I don't know what's going on with North Carolina. And Alaska. Sometimes I forget Alaska's a state. Senate control, 47-47, Republicans, Democrats even. You would assume that those last three is 50 seats, race to 50 for Senate. And I think, you know, if Biden wins, they'll probably take that and House. The House is sitting at 208 for the Democrats, 196 for Republicans. 218 is the number they're trying to get to. And we may do a future episode on the political changes in the state of Alabama pertaining, and, you know, since it pertains to Tuskegee a little bit more. But thank you for listening to this emergency pod update on the news based on the election of 2020. Main candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. President Donald Trump right now. Vice President Joe Biden. Thank you for listening to this pod.